Com.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Roads are looking pretty good this morning. No tie-ups or junk in the road or anything. Good driving. Most of clear skies today. High 68, about a 20% chance of showers this evening, and 30% chance for your Sunday. Mostly cloudy. Patchy fog should start overnight to continue through about tomorrow morning with a low tonight, 58 up to 74 for Sunday with partly sunny skies. Currently 60 at AM 600 WBOB.
The Lillian McDermott Show.
We love, we fear, bridges we burn, we make mistakes, then we live and learn. When life gets tough, and it seems like your best ain't good enough. If you're in need of hope, you know where I'll be. Right here, and when you need a friend, you can count on me. I'll be right here, waiting for you.
This is the place you can always turn to when you need a friend, the Lillian McDermott Show. To reach out to Lillian, visit her on the web at whenyouneedafriend.com. Now let's all learn together. Here's Lillian McDermott.
Back, I'm so grateful for you. But if you're tuning in for the first time today, just know that I've been waiting for you. And this is a safe place where you can go to when you need a friend. And it is no accident that you're tuning in today, because it is my sole purpose in life to give and receive love and knowledge. And I am so grateful that we are able to do that here. It is my commitment to provide alternative ways to heal. And it is my mission to make awareness, responsibility, and truth a part of our everyday life. And I am so grateful. And I want to help you feel empowered to embrace a new truth and live the life of your dreams. Now, today we're giving away a book. So you may want to put this number down, 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. And the reason why I'm giving you this number right away, because I'm going to be giving this away to the seventh caller or texter. It's called Nutrient Power. And so let me share a little bit about what I have to ask you some questions, because I want to tap into your rational mind and what you would do. So if I were to tell you that there is a drug that would end mental behavior disorder, or have a great possibility to end mental behavior disorders, would you take that drug? Probably, right? Because you've been conditioned to take a pill. But on my show, you can take a pill, you can take responsibility. And it's not that I'm against the pill, it's that I'm for doing everything we possibly can before you take this pill. But what if I told you that this drug was optimal nutrition? What would you do then? Would you eat differently? Would you change the way you eat? Well, we are fortunate because the author of Nutrient Power, and his name is William J. Walsh, PhD. He's going to share how we can heal our biochemistry and heal our brain. And so you can find Dr. Walsh at walshinstitute.org. That's walshinstitute.org. But let me tell you a little bit about Dr. Bill Walsh. He is the president and founder of a nonprofit, Walt Research Institute. But prior to that, what started as what you would call, what I would call in my church, a prison ministry, has turned out to become a 30-year plus lifelong research just passion. And he's been able to research methylation disorders and nutrient imbalances associated with mental disorders. So this includes diagnosis of autism, behavioral disorders, ADHD, depression, anxiety, bipolar, schizophrenia, and Alzheimer's disease. And since it is our sole purpose in life to give and receive love and knowledge, I am grateful that Dr. Bill Walsh is here to do just that. Welcome, Bill, to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show.
Well, good morning, Lillian.
I am grateful that you're with us, and I'm grateful that you're going to be able to share this powerful information. Share a little bit about your background and what started as a prison ministry has led you into the passion of your life.
Well, it really all started by accident. I was a scientist at Argonne National Laboratory doing research on nuclear fuel reprocessing and other kinds of boring things. And it was a time when most of my friends were volunteering to do something. It was a time of the Peace Corps. So I decided to get involved with trying to do something in the area of crime and violence. And I decided that if I was going to make any impact at all, I should go straight to the people most likely to commit a crime. And that was people leaving prison. And near me was one of America's three largest and probably most dangerous prisons, Statefield Penitentiary. So I became a volunteer there. And it actually started by accident when I was president of the Argonne chess team. And we scheduled a game there, and they the 4,000 inmates had a contest to see who were the best players.
Wow.
So I brought 12 PhD scientists to play their best players. The guy I played had just come off death row, and he was having a tough time, and I volunteered to help him. And then he looked me in the eye and said, do you really mean that? And I said, yeah. So he went off and wrote a long list with another friend of things they needed, 2 pages. Wow. And I spent the next 18 years of my life working on his list, helping him with the recreation department was down. They had poor mental, they had very poor medical help. They just had so many needs that were striking. Within 2 years, I had 125 volunteers in my program, which was called the Prisoner Assistance Program. Mm-hmm. And my education came when we started an ex-offender program. We learned that when they really needed help was when they got out, because many of them were hungry and homeless and a family, and nobody wanted to hire them. They're afraid of them.
And we're going to continue our conversation with Dr. Bill Walsh when we return with Nutrient Power. Will we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you. Okay.
With you every night through the long commuter fight, and in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh, who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall, who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show has brought great teachers who have taught us that our bodies can heal naturally and without toxicity. Not everyone has access to this information, and insurance does not pay for holistic therapies. After learning this truth, I started a foundation. McDermott Holistic Healing Foundation is in its infancy and can use your help. Go to McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org, register, donate, and heal. McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org is here for you. Teens whose parents drive distracted are twice as likely to also drive distracted. Our children look up to us, they pick up our habits, good and bad. What behaviors are you teaching your children while you drive? Eating, texting, putting on makeup? What distractions would you give up if it meant saving your child's life? Be the driver you want your teen to be. End distracted driving. Visit endDD.org. to learn more. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'm glad FM 100.3 The Biz cares about you.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we always learn and grow together. Today's teacher is Dr. Bill Walsh. He has asked me to call him Bill. I don't want to sound disrespectful. He's got so much experience and knowledge and wisdom. And so for those of you who are taking medication for depression, anxiety, schizophrenia, I went through a list, bipolar, ADHD, you may want to consider listening to this autism, behavioral disorders. So the book is called Nutrient Power. Nutrient Power. It's this revised version. This is a revised and updated version. Be the seventh caller or texter, 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. Today, I'm hoping that we'll get as much information. I promise you that if we can't get as much information, we're going to beg him to come back, because there's just too much that we will be able to cover today. Dr. Washer, Bill, as you are going to this prison ministry, you're meeting this man who was amazing as a brilliant mind, just came off of death row. Yeah. You're going there out of the kindness of your heart to give back, and you end up finding your passion there. Very quickly, because we don't have much time, as you are learning about these inmates and their needs, you realize that now when they're being released, they need more and more help. So what was it that you discovered? What has your research shown of people that were in jail, and when it comes to the mind and healing the body naturally?
Well, we were really surprised to find out when we started meeting with criminals, and as they got out of prison, we met the families and we learned that they said, especially the mothers, said they were different from the time they were born. Mm. That they were, by the time they were 2 years old, they were oppositional, defiant, and a lot of them were even harming the family pets. And the family was horrified at their little child's behavior. And I found a lot of other, the siblings, brothers and sisters, might be just fine, but this one child was different. And the parents, many of them, had tried to do everything they could to help this child, and yet they wound up in prison. And the family said they thought that from the time they were born, they were headed for the penitentiary. Mm-hmm. And I think, in a way, they might have been right. So we began wondering, what's the cause of a behavior disorder? So we started doing research, since I was a researcher with 4,000 other engineers and scientists, researchers. We started doing blood chemistry of these violent people and the ex-convicts. And we found out that their body chemistry, some of their basic factors in blood and urine chemistry, were very different from the rest of the population. So That's how we started. And I got the good fortune to run into the world's leading nutritional scientist named Dr. Carl Pfeiffer, out of Princeton, New Jersey, who gave a lecture at Argonne National Laboratory. He got interested in my work, and then we started a 12-year collaboration where I would send him violent people fresh out of the prison or violent children. And we would do a medical procedure, and which he had developed. And that's really how we got started.
What medical procedure was that, without getting into too much?
Well, the whole question was, what neurotransmitters are misbehaving? And he had a system for doing blood and urine testing, and with special tests, and he could identify nutrient imbalances. Many of them had a metal metabolism disorder. Maybe their copper was elevated, or their zinc was incredibly low, or they were very low in B6, or they might have a methylation disorder, either over-methylated or under-methylated. And he had nutrient therapies for each one of these. He could fix these things.
Wow.
And so we started doing it with violent people, adults and children. And believe it or not, about 90% of the children, if they were under, say, under the age of 15, seemed to have their lives change rather radically and quickly. And that's how we started. And eventually he told me that what was needed was an outpatient clinic in the Midwest. And then I realized eventually he meant me. So I opened, I founded a clinic that eventually saw 30,000 patients here in Naperville, Illinois. And we expanded. We learned that when we were treating these mean little kids, very often they're we got reports that their scholastics got better. So then we realized we could help people with ADHD also. Mm-hmm. And then as we went on, we added schizophrenia and the other disorders.
So you had mentioned that, and I heard you say, that as you were testing the blood with a Dr. Pfeiffer, you found that they were their blood and the component of the blood was different than the rest of the population. But was it similar to each other?
Well, there were different types. We found four completely different versions of behavior disorders. We found that in depression, we now have seen 3,600 people with depression. We find there are five completely different conditions that psychiatry calls depression. And they all have different neurotransmitters misbehaving. They all need completely different treatment programs. I presented that at the annual meeting of the American Psychiatric Association a few years ago. And I got quite a bit of interest from psychiatrists.
You know, that is one of the things that I've always had an issue with, that psychiatry can prescribe without diagnosis, not diagnosis, without, you know, if I want to know if I have diabetes, I need to get my blood sugar, or thyroid. There's different ways that there's measurements, some tools, but psychiatry doesn't necessarily have a tool before they can prescribe a medication.
No, they don't. We have a training program where we teach doctors how to do this, how to do the testing and treatment. And our most enthusiastic doctors are psychiatrists. See, when a psychiatrist sees a new patient, very often they only have 30 minutes and they spend all their time wondering, what drug should I give them? Mm-hmm. So what we are able to do is our doctors that have learned our method, they can do lab work, inexpensive lab work, find out which neurotransmitters are either too hyperactive or underactive. And they get a roadmap of how to help these people without even using medication. They can use it together with medication, but that seems to be really helpful.
Very good. Okay, so let's talk about these four versions of that you can pull from and know what their deficiencies are and how to treat it. And I'm not suggesting that anybody treat themselves, but this is like a roadmap, and this gives you control and a power to say, hey, this sounds like me. Perhaps this is what I need. Maybe I can go to a doctor that will help me heal and naturally and reduce my medication and work to be happy. So let's talk about the first variation that you can talk about, depression.
Okay, depression, the mainstream psychiatry has a misconception that throughout the world, if a person is diagnosed with depression, clinical depression, the doctor believes that probably the problem is low serotonin activity.
Mm-hmm.
And so they give them perhaps Prozac, Paxil, or some antidepressant medication mm-hmm. aimed at elevating serotonin activity. And unfortunately, what my database shows, I have this huge chemical database, it shows that it'll only treat 52% of people with depression.
Mm-hmm.
And of these five types, one of them is dramatically has a low serotonin activity problem, and they do quite well. That's about 40% of people with depression. Mm-hmm. But there are other types of depression, including what I call low folate depression or overmethylation. These people get worse if you try to increase their SSRIs. And so you need to find out who a person is biochemically and with respect to their brain chemistry, and then target an individual program for them. You know, we've been doing that now for about 30 years. And
what kind of blood work testing can be done prior to taking any medication for a behavior disorder?
Well, I'd say about a third of all people we see with mental health problems have a metal metabolism disorder. It's a genetic inborn problem. And these people tend to have a high temper. It can affect it affects their norepinephrine and their dopamine neurotransmitters, makes radical changes in them. And we can detect that with serum copper, plasma zinc, urine pyrroles. We do a couple of different ways of determining what a person's methylation status is. 70% of all humans have normal methylation, but 22% are undermethylated. Mm-hmm. By the way, I'm undermethylated. Undermethylation is not necessarily all bad, but it does make a person prone to depression, obsessive compulsive disorders, oppositional defiant disorder, and some of the nasty things that can affect people. So we usually do about 30 inexpensive lab tests that might cost $300 or $400.
Mm-hmm.
And that can tell us that plus a medical history, because we can almost predict the chemistry once we do a medical history. Once we learn everything about a person, we're able we can almost diagnose them just from the symptoms and traits that go with each of these imbalances. For example, the pyrrole disorder, that means almost always a reading disorder. They're late night people. They have nausea in the morning, or they're not hungry they skip breakfast, maybe even skip lunch. And they can't handle stress. And so that's just one example.
So the pyrrole disorder, you're saying, because I was looking at your book, and you're talking about a zinc deficiency, B6 deficiency as well?
That's what that is. We now know scientifically exactly what that means. It's an inborn disorder. It has to do with chemistry in your spleen and your bone marrow. And if you're born with a mutation or something that's not, and it's quite common really, these people have too much of this, of chemicals called pyrroles that strip zinc and B6 out of your body. So all we try to do is normalize zinc levels and normalize B6 levels. And basically that's what we do with all of the imbalances. We try to normalize a person.
What is normal?
We know what normal is. We've studied enough normal, healthy people that we know what is the best range for every one of these factors.
So what is the best range for B6?
The best range for B6 is enough B6 that you don't have a reading problem. We don't have a lab test for B6 directly, but we can detect B6 deficiency. And if you're B6 deficient, you'll have a number of symptoms associated with it, which we can correct in this case. With factors like zinc, we know the zone is between 90 and 130 micrograms per deciliter. For copper, we know it's between 80 and 100 micrograms per deciliter. And for methylation, we have a range that we know is ideal for mental functioning. And so we spend our time with patients normalizing their brain chemistry and their body chemistry.
And so you give them B6 until they feel it better when they're reading. And also you need to make sure that their zinc is between 90 and 130. And then the copper is between 80 and 100.
Yeah, there are very clear symptoms of B6 deficiency, just to mention that. That's the one we don't directly test for. But for example, people that have B6 deficiency, most of them have little or no dream recall. They have difficulty remembering. It's a memory issue. has a lot to do with a lot of your B6s in your hippocampus where memory is formed. And so we need to give them enough so that we can fix that. And B6 is nice because your body gets rid of B6 if you have more than you need. And so the worst we can do is if we overdose somebody a little bit, they're having maybe expensive urine. So we've done this.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Federal workers received pay stubs on Friday with only zeros on them as the effects of the lingering partial government shutdown are hitting home now. The partial closure of the federal government, now officially the longest shutdown in U.S. history at 22 days. Congress has passed a bill ensuring that workers who've been furloughed during the shutdown will get back pay once the government's back up and running. This flu season appears to be a mild one. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention does say that last week, flu was widespread in 30 states as opposed to 24 the week before. The good news, however, is that this year's primary flu virus seems to be more mild than ones in recent years. New Florida Governor Ron DeSantis on Friday suspended Broward County Sheriff Scott Israel over his handling of February's massacre at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School, in which 14 students were killed. Under his policies, the deputies were not required to enter the building. This is SRN News.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
Make excellent happen. Only at New Balance can you get athletic footwear, apparel, and accessories with highly trained New Balance fit specialists to make sure everything is exactly right. If you're having a hard time finding comfortable shoes or have a hard-to-fit size, your answer is at the New Balance store. New Balance in Orange Park and Beach Boulevard features full-service sit-and-fit locations. Both New Balance stores have a full stock of running, walking, baseball, cross-training, and tennis shoes. You'll find sizes 5 to 18, widths AA, B, D, double E, 4E, 6E, plus orthotic arch supports. New Balance's state-of-the-art computerized foot scanner gets the right fit every time. Make excellent happen at either New Balance store. 10,095 Beach Boulevard, open Monday through Saturday, 10 till 6. Call 620-0483 or at 1871 Wells Road across from the Orange Park Mall. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 till 8. Call 592-7892. New Balance, athletic footwear and apparel for all ages.
We know you're busy, so let Tunis Restaurant at 7400 103rd Street help out. Tunis Restaurant, just west of I-295, offers dine-in or takeout. The original Kronos gyros, oysters, shrimp, fish, wings, and more. It's all at the original Tunis Restaurant. A pound of gizzards or livers is just $4.99, 30 jumbo shrimp for $9.99. Check out our new Sidewinder fries. Special discounts for military, first responders, and school employees. The original Tunis Restaurant, open 7 days a week. Check us out on Facebook at ZBest The Original.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
And there's a crash at 295 South at the ramp from Commonwealth at exit 22 and a disabled vehicle at 95 North at the Trout River Bridge, blocking the right shoulder. Going to be almost cloudy today, up to about 68. As a matter of fact, close to it, 20% chance of showers tonight. Most of cloudy, some patchy fog continuing through Sunday morning, overnight low 58 degrees. 67 currently, AM 600, WBOB.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we always learn and grow together. Today's teacher is Dr. Bill Walsh, and we're talking about a book that's been around for a while. What started off as a prison ministry became a passion for Dr. Walsh, and it's called Nutrient Power. It's Heal Your Biochemistry and Heal Your Brain. How many of us trust that one pill is going to solve everybody's depressive problem? But what if there's something that's going on within you? What if that one pill, instead of making you feel better, which, by the way, the side effect is depression, suicidal thoughts, makes you worse? So if you were willing to take a pill, if your doctor gives you a pill, would you be willing to change the way you eat as a result of finding out that there is a deficiency, and that could change the way that your brain functions? Even, you know, we're talking about ADHD, behavioral disorders. We're talking about schizophrenia. Let me give you some of this in the list: autism, behavioral disorders, ADHD, depression, anxiety, bipolar, schizophrenia, Alzheimer's disease. What if there is a problem? There's a problem with the biochemistry. So today we're talking with Bill Walsh, and I want to encourage you to go to whenyouneedafriend.com. While you're there, make sure you subscribe to the website and to my YouTube channel. Click on the icon, click on to all my social media, follow me there. Let's have this conversation. I don't want to go too much into the website. Just make sure that you're supporting our sponsors the way that they're supporting the show, that you are making an informed choice before doing anything for your body. And we're giving away Nutrition Power. Be the seventh caller or texter, 407-373-5959, and take your health back. So today, Bill, we are talking about the different components, and we are talking off the air about the different things to look for in our blood work. The blood work that you said is simple. You can do this simple blood work, but what are some of the nine factors that you were mentioning off the air?
Well, all right. First of all, there's overmethylation and undermethylation. We find that zinc deficiency is in 90% of the people that we see with a severe mental problem, regardless of what kind of problem it is, whether it's autism, a behavior disorder, bipolar disorder, etc. We find that B6 deficiency is important in probably 30% of them, and not the others. And pyrrole disorder, which is a disorder of that has to do with oxidative overload. It's a marker for oxidative overload, and it seems like every condition we've studied, there's a high degree of brain inflammation and brain oxidative stress. So we focus on just a small number of neurotransmitters: serotonin, dopamine, norepinephrine, and the NMDA receptor, which is getting more and more important in neuroscience. And so,
can you say that again? NMDA receptor.
NMDA system, which is now known to be extraordinarily important in memory, in obsessive compulsive disorder, and in schizophrenia and bipolar disorder.
And so, what is the deficiency there?
Well, it's a matter of whether you have too much or too little activity at that receptor. It's a glutamate receptor. If you have too little glutamate activity at that receptor, that's a marker for certain types of schizophrenia. And if you have too much, that's associated with undermethylation, and these people have a problem with they're addictive, and they have a certain their brain doesn't function quite right, and there's now great new studies showing that there are treatments you can give that can help people with even heroin or cocaine addictions, because they can now sort of make that system work better. And give people the ability to break these addictions.
Okay. So there's so many different components. And I mentioned this at the beginning of the show. There are so many different aspects that you cover in Nutrient Power. But the bottom line is discovering what your deficiencies are and addressing those deficiencies, spirit, mind, and body, right? that, you know, you figure out what they are and you give the body what it needs.
A little bit more than that. The biggest surprise I had was that I used to think that deficiencies were the big problem. And all we had to do is identify what a person was low in and supplement it. And what I learned, to my surprise, to my great surprise, was that the greatest mischief is caused by people, by nutrients that, because of genetics, are in overload. So we have to identify which nutrients are too high and which are too low, especially the ones that really impact brain function, and then we normalize them.
And you normalize. Okay, so for those of you who'd like a copy of the book, whether you're listening on the radio or later on you're going to be watching on YouTube, and or if you're on Facebook Live, be the seventh caller or texter, 407-373-5959. I said that this is a lot more. We're just dipping our toe on this. So if you regulate your nutrients as well as remove the toxic overload, which is what I'm hearing you say, then these mental disorders could go away?
In some cases, they can go away. It depends on the situation. Like with autism, that's a developmental disorder, and we really don't have a good way of making that go away for most people. And same is true of anything that I consider an epigenetic disorder. There are some disorders that involve a permanent change in gene expression, and that includes schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, I think autism for sure, post-traumatic stress disorder. But we can usually, even for them, we can usually give them a better quality of life and help them quite a bit. Then there are the more simple disorders where we have many cases of complete recovery. And that would be behavior disorders, ADHD, and most types of depression.
Very good. Very good. Okay. So we're going to shift gears. Bill, thank you so much for this. I want you to hold standby here because I want to introduce Del Billis. He's the founder and chairman of Liberty HealthShare. And every time he comes on the show, he listens to what's going on, and he always offers such great insight. For those of you who know how much I love Liberty HealthShare, I'm a member as well as so grateful to them for becoming a sponsor. Thank you so much, Del Billis, for being a part of and a partner of the Lillian McDermott Radio Show.
What a pleasure to be with you, Lillian. And I'm so enjoying this conversation today. Yeah. 6 years ago, I made a change in my life because I really did believe our food chain was tainted. Mm-hmm. And so I changed the way I would eat, primarily because of my type 2 diabetes. And I've always believed in supplementation. Mm-hmm. I really am grateful for Dr. Walsh's advisory here. That it needs to be dealt with or looked at in balance so that we're really addressing those areas of nutrition and supplementation in a way that's most advantageous for us. So I'm going to go find the book, Dr. Walsh. Thank you for that input.
I'm telling you, this is amazing. Dr. Walsh, what would you like to say to Dale?
Well, for one thing, we've learned there's individuality in diet. For example, there are some people who thrive on a vegetable diet, and there are others that thrive on a protein diet and really need to avoid too much green leafy vegetables. These are the over-methylated people who get worse if they have too much folic acid. So it's a matter of trying to identify who you are biochemically, and everyone's a little different.
It's amazing. Can you think
about
it?
It goes to show that we're all individualized creatures of God.
Yes, that's right. Not one size does not, does not fit all.
Thank you.
That's what I love about Liberty HealthShare. For those of you, I've been bragging about Liberty HealthShare now for a while. For those of you who would like to learn more, it's 855-58-LIBERTY or go to libertyhealthshare.org. Dale, thank you so much for coming on the show and always bringing some insight. Can you share anything that's going on in the healthcare industry now that open enrollment is done, but still it's open with Liberty HealthShare?
Indeed. In fact, we're not subject to the open enrollment period, so folks can join us at any month in the course of the year. So if there's buyer's remorse, we just think people need to consider healthcare sharing as a part of the mix of their decision-making as to how to best meet their own healthcare costs and their healthcare needs. So folks can join us any month they wish.
Yeah, and with Liberty HealthShare, you guys are definitely not one size fits all, because you allow people their individual choice, their freedom to choose what kind of health care they're going to opt for. Because for me, I do really well in the holistic and the functional integrative community. Well, other person might be do better in allopathic, and that's a choice Liberty HealthShare has made for everybody.
Well, we really want to empower the individual to take charge and be in control of the care of their own health. That's what's key. And so it just gives that level of individual choice to the consumer that takes care of the health issues that they encounter themselves.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's Liberty HealthShare. You can call them today at 855-585-4237. And that's libertyhealthshare.org. Today's book is Nutrient Power: Heal Your Biochemistry and Heal Your Brain. And we're going to continue our conversation with Bill Walsh, PhD, and Del Billis, Chairman and Founder of Liberty HealthShare, when we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. Actually, we're chatting right now on Facebook Live.
Right here, waiting for you.
With you every night through the long commuter fight, and in the morning with your toast and mama lady. Oh, who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring or fall, who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
150 million. To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you. Teens whose parents drive distracted are twice as likely to also drive distracted. Our children look up to us. They pick up our habits, good and bad. What behaviors are you teaching your children while you drive? Eating, texting, putting on makeup? What distractions would you give up if it meant saving your child's life? Be the driver you want your teen to be. End distracted driving. Visit ndd.org to learn more. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'm glad FM 100.3, The Biz, cares about you. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show has brought great teachers who have taught us that our bodies can heal naturally and without toxicity. Not everyone has access to this information, and insurance does not pay for holistic therapies. After learning this truth, I started a foundation. McDermott Holistic Healing Foundation is in its infancy and can use your help. Go to McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org, register, donate, and heal. McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org is here for you. Hello, my listening friend. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show is new to this area and is looking for a few good friends to become sponsors. Becoming a sponsor is an affordable way to grow your business. No matter the size, large or small, we have a budget that's right for you. To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where I'm surrounded with wonderful men, Dr. Bill Walsh and Dale Billis of Liberty HealthShare. I'm always excited to see Dale Billis. If it weren't for Liberty HealthShare, I'm telling you, the show would not be with us anymore. So please go to whenyouneedafriend.com and check out different ways that you can support Liberty HealthShare. One of them is to learn about informed choice and learn more about the Affordable Care Act exempt option where you can exercise your freedom. So let's talk a little bit about that, Dale, and how affordable it is to make this choice, to make this switch from insurance that you have no control over where you go to Liberty HealthShare, where you put the power back and you give us the freedom to choose where we want to go and make it affordable.
We pay each other's medical bills and share those costs together in our like-minded community of faith and values at half the cost of conventional health care. And I submit to you the reason for that is because we're paying each other's bills.
That's right.
We have a buy-in for the actual cost of health care. It's our money at stake. It's our pockets and the pockets of our fellow members. And that just by its very nature tends to cause people to conserve the expenditure of healthcare dollars as opposed to just not care about what those expenses are. So when our members are standing at the counter with their ID card, reviewing the treatment plan and evaluating the costs, and eliminating those things that are duplications or unnecessary, the reason for that is because it's our money. And that's a key principle in the arena of healthcare.
Yes, yes. And who can become a member at Liberty HealthShare, Dale? Because Bill Walsh was talking about prison ministry and how the prisoners need, you know, this guidance and, you know, to learn what is deficient in their body and how to improve it when they're coming out of jail and maybe don't even have insurance or don't know what to do when it comes to health care.
Well, there's a tab on our website, Do I Qualify? And it's essentially targeted towards those that are health aware, health conscious, want to take responsibility for the care of their health, don't abuse drugs or alcohol or use tobacco, and agree with our set of shared beliefs. Now, they're there on our website. Folks can review them, but they're centered around the belief that we're here on earth to help another person whenever they're in need. And so we've turned that principle into a solution for healthcare where my money every month goes to another person who has medical bills. And then should I have expenses, that same group is there to pay my costs. So it's mutual, it's supportive, and it's community-based.
Absolutely. And the number that you can call is 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-585-4237. LibertyHealthShare.org is where you can go this information. You know, it was difficult for me to make this transition 2.5 years ago, and it was the best decision I ever made. And to have you guys as sponsors of my show is just a dream come true, Dale. Thank you so much.
Well, it's our honor to do so because, again, we're not for purposes of exclusion. We're health conscious because it arises out of our shared value that our bodies are temples. We're created beings, and we have an obligation morally and spiritually to care for our bodies and care for our health. And so our focus is on really managing, directing, and controlling the care of our health. It's not about the cost of insurance. It's about what is the cost associated with maintaining my health, being proscriptive, proactive, preventative, et cetera, because that's really where the focus needs to be.
Yes. And as we talk about that, many of the guests on my show, or what I say, all of the guests on the show are focused on living the life of your dreams and creating what it is that we want for ourselves. And Nutrient Power, be the seventh caller or texter, 407-373-5959. We talk about that with some tweaking and finding out that we have deficiencies, that certain foods may or may not agree with us. Can you imagine, Dale, the hundreds of thousands of dollars you can save each year just because people are making informed choices for their body?
Well, I love your emphasis, Dr. Walsh, that it's very individualized. Mm-hmm. And that really goes to our principle that in order to control costs in healthcare, we need to focus on the management and control of the care of our health. And we believe we have the God-given right to do that. And so the kind of support and education and guidance that you give in that regard, I'm so grateful for, because if we unleash in America that awareness that we're not relying on the government, we're not relying on some third party to take care of us and make decisions about our care, rather we're going to be responsible for that about ourselves, it'll transform the mm-hmm. healthcare system in America today.
Would you like to say anything to that, Bill?
Well, just that we are training doctors to do this. We now have more than 630 doctors and psychiatrists who are now doing this kind of treatment, nutrient therapy. And basically, there's an element of rescue in what we do. We're trying to rescue people who have difficulties, sometimes severe difficulties. And it's sort of inspiring to us to see people get better and to hear doctors tell us that now they can help doctors they couldn't help before. Yeah. We're doing our next training in April in Illinois. It's just growing and growing. We're going to have 1,000 doctors around the world doing this, I think, within 2 years.
And I'm hoping for even more. I'm hoping for even more, because I think everybody should be required to know this information. So let's go back real quick, Bill, and talk about, what do we need to know about depression, anxiety? Because we're coming towards the end of the show, and I said this at the beginning, that we would not be able to talk about everything today, but just dip our toe. Can you just bring us up to date really quickly and say, what do we need to know about that pill that we're taking, and what can we do to empower ourselves to learn this new truth about our health and changing the way that our body accepts whatever food that we're taking or what our deficiencies are?
I think what we need to do is find out who we are biochemically. If a person has a significant depression or anxiety, I think the best thing to do would be to go to a doctor who knows how to do this and how to identify what type of depression you have, what kind of diet you need, what kind of general therapy you need naturally. And it might include things like, we might find somebody has overload of mercury or lead. There's a lot of individuality. And then basically correct these problems and try to rescue them from some of the problems that they're enduring. It works really well. I think our outcome studies show that we're about 85% successful in helping people with depression and anxiety based on reports from them and their doctors.
And there's no pill that can offer that kind of results. No pill that can offer 85% success.
We're not opposed to psychiatric medication. I know drugs have helped hundreds and thousands.
Sure, sure.
However, there's a better way to do it. And I think the problem is these are foreign molecules that are powerful in the brain and change a person's brain and maybe personality. I think the answer is to normalize the brain and not put in foreign molecules.
Very good. Very good. Thank you so much for everything that you're doing. Dale, last word. What do you think of that?
It again is indicative of the need to pay attention and be focused on the individual care of one's health. And that's what we do at Liberty HealthShare, is empower the individual consumer, the patient, to make those choices and decisions for themselves. And then we share those costs together, person to person, on the basis of freedom and choice. And that's what thrills me about this conversation today.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Dale Billis, for everything that you're doing, not only for the show, but for everybody. For everybody that wants to learn this new truth and walk away from your insurance and become part of Liberty HealthShare, go to libertyhealthshare.org. So thank you so much, Dale. And Bill Walsh, can you come back so we can talk a little bit more about each individual depression? Would you do that?
We could do that. We could talk about autism, schizophrenia, anything you like.
We will do it. Thank you so much, gentlemen. And to you, we're going to continue our conversation off the air at Lillian's Radio Show, facebook.com at Lillian's Radio Show. Thank you so much. And now you know this new truth. What will you do? Please remember, I'll be right here waiting for you worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. This is Lillian McDermott wishing you love, peace, joy, and unexpected abundance. Make it the best day
ever.
Good job.